Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
So we are in the midst of a conversation around habits. We started this conversation last week and we continue it today. And so if you're thinking to yourself by the end of the time that I have, this doesn't feel like much of a sermon, I want to refer you back to our website, parkridgepresby.org, specifically /habits, where you can track with this message series. Because last week was kind of like the introduction where we set the ground stage. And today we're going to take another step in the journey, but it all goes back to what God wants for us in our lives. It all connects into the fact that our habits are a part of our daily lives, and our habits make up a big part of our lives. So if we can focus on our habits, if we can change our habits, we can change our lives, and then we can change the world like God wants it to be. So you can go to parkridgepresby.org/habits for as long as there is the internet and as long as there is power, and find last week's sermon, both in audio and video format, to catch up on it. So I want to take us into this conversation around habits a little further, and I want to introduce you to a grad student named Mandy. Mandy was a student at Mississippi State University, and she had a terrible habit. It wasn't that bad of a habit on the one hand, but on the other hand, it was really harsh for her life, and her bad habit was biting her nails. Now, not just like a little girl who bites their nails when they are told not to, but like a grad student who bites their nails so much so that they tear back the nail bed and start to get tingling sensation in her fingers because of how bad that habit had impacted her life. And so Mandy knew she had to get help, and so she walked into the guidance counselor's office on Mississippi State University, and what they did is they introduced Mandy to the golden rule of habit change. The golden rule of habit change. And what they introduced her to was this very habit instance where it says, the golden rule of habit change is to change a habit, you must keep the old cue and deliver the old reward, but insert a new routine. Now this fits into a little bit of what we heard last week, so I will refer you back to that if you are able. Now the reality is when they talk about habit change, most of the time we think about our habits in one sort of fell swoop. And what they've learned is that habits actually break down into these three things. There's a habit that breaks into a cue, a reward, and in order to change your habit, you have to insert a new routine. Because the thing that drives you to your habit, that cue or that instinct or that craving, that probably isn't going anywhere in most cases, especially because what we know about our brains is we get pretty hardwired into experiencing life in a particular way. And so what they discovered is that we need a new routine in order to move ourselves forward. You can even keep the same reward. I was recently listening to somebody who suggested if you have trouble getting to the gym, you know what you can do? Go to the gym and then reward yourself with a piece of chocolate. You're better off having gone to the gym than not, right? And you're further ahead with a little bit of calories from that chocolate, but there's a reward cycle there. So what they did for Mandy is instead of telling her to change her habits completely, because she had tried like the nail polishes, the taste bad, and all those kinds of things, and she had experienced a decline in her social life and all those kinds of things, all they said to her was, the next time you feel that urge, what we want you to do is take a note card with you. We want you to write down when you have that urge and how many times you have that urge. And she said, okay, I'll do that. And so she left the guidance counselor office, and she found herself then marking off these things on the cue card. And she went in the first week, and she went back, and she had gone from being a chronic nail biter, where she was doing it constantly, to lowering in the first week of only 27 times. Now, that sounds like a lot, but guess what happened when she came back week two? She had only done it 3 times. And guess how long it took her to get rid of that habit that had totally been disrupting her life? 1 month. 1 month. Because instead of just getting hard on herself and instead of just breaking down and thinking she could never change, she had faith in herself that she could change. And instead of thinking that those things that caused her to want to bite her nails, watching TV, anxiety around different kinds of things, so boredom and anxiety and fears for the future, those aren't going anywhere on some level, she inserted a new routine, which was at first to make the check marks. Then she progressed from that and she put her hands in her pocket. And then all of a sudden, she kept on going and her habit was gone. And you know what she experienced? It was a rebirth in her life. She experienced the depth of relationship that she would want so deeply, and she experienced the life that perhaps God would want for her. Now, this is a way for us to understand the importance of how habits work. Sometimes habits have more impact, of course, than just biting our nails. Sometimes our habits are more detrimental and have a longer-term effect. And in fact, some things that are chronic issues in people's lives aren't just bad habits, they're addictions. And addictions are a different thing than the habits most of us want to work on and improve. But like they found in one of those research studies, if over 40% of our lives is governed by habits, then we need to pay attention to our habits. We need to pay attention so that we don't fall into the trap that Paul was talking about in Romans, that trap where we fit so well into our world, so well into our culture, that we fit in without even thinking. Making mistakes that we know we're going to make or make a mistake because we risk something, those are parts of life. Habits are a part of life too, but if we don't stop to think about how we do our habits, then we're going to fit so much into our culture that we're going to fit in without even thinking. And then we'll start to pursue the things that the culture tells us to pursue and not the things that God wants us to pursue. So if we can understand ourselves and if we can understand our habits, then we can pursue what this looks like for us. Now, to give you a sense of what that really looks like, they call this the habit loop. I'm going to leave you with this and an encouragement that we had last week as well. This is what a habit is. A habit isn't just one thing. A habit is multiple things. So there's a cue, there's a trigger, there's something that you experience that you can't stop or you can't keep from happening in many cases. And then that triggers the routine, the thing you do that you don't want to keep doing, the thing you're doing and you're like, why do I keep doing this? Because there's a reward. And some of those rewards are good. Those rewards are things like relationships. Those are things like friendships at work. Those are things like the productivity that comes from having good habits around exercise or making your bed in the morning. Those are good things. We want to keep those rewards in mind. Sometimes they need a shift, of course, but for the most part, we're pursuing good things. But if we can sub in a new routine, that's where we go from fitting in without thinking to thinking about how we fit into God's plan for our lives. If we can pause ourselves there, that's when we can find ourselves breaking our habits that we want to break so we can change our lives and change the world. So here's what I want to ask you to do. I want you to consider going to the website to check out week one. I invite you to come back next week, please, where we can continue on this conversation and build together some of these pieces and see how they fit. But also on your way out today, I invite you to pick up a postcard. We had them available last week, and so if you need more of them, you can take more. If you weren't here last week, you can find it as well. And on that postcard, it has that verse, Romans 12, 1 through 2. And what we're doing with those and what I would encourage you to consider doing is putting those somewhere in your life where you need a reminder of how to break the routine, where you need a reminder of where in your life you need to start thinking so you don't fit in so well without thinking. So you can ask yourself, why am I acting the way I act? What's the cue that's triggering the routine, that's triggering the reward? So you can ask yourself, how can I think through who I am and what I'm doing so I can be the person God wants me to be? So come back next week as we continue looking at these habits and ask God to illuminate, to show you in your heart and mind if there's a habit that God wants to change in your life.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.